Track 12. Now we come to the feature item, which this week is about the history of Newton Abbot bus station, and is compiled for us by Newton Abbot Museum. It's being read by Denise and Celia.
The travelling bus station. The earliest buses consisted of World War I WD lorries converted to omnibuses and charabancs in the early 1920s. These were independent affairs operated by enterprising investors or established garage businesses. The most resilient of these, the Devon General Omnibus and Touring Company, started operations in the area in 1919 with two bus routes between Exeter to Torquay. Soon, these were joined by Torquay Tramways. In 1921, Balls Limited, who operated out of Queen Street, running market day services from Sheldon and Malden, joined under the name of the Newton Bus Service. Issues soon began to surface, as main pickup points were at Drumclock Corner and in the main shopping streets. Tradesmen complained that rain would force the waiting passengers to shelter under the awnings of nearby shop doorways, blocking entrances and losing them trade. In 1922, the local court heard a case where buses from Devon General and Torquay Tramways raced each other down Queen Street to secure passengers waiting at Courtney Arms and the station.
After this, early in 1923, the main pickup points were moved to the Market Square. Here, it was decided that bus passengers, who spent some hundreds of pounds in Newton Abbots, deserved the benefit of a large shelter. But in 1929, long-distance route passengers were still discharged onto the main streets. The Market Square shelter continued in use, and in 1940, the council ensured that two 50-person air raid shelters were located near the bus shelter. Later, in 1945, intention to move the main bus terminus out of Market Square surfaced, and in December 1953, the Devon General Omnibus Company highlighted a long-term policy to construct a bus station, and in February 1955, commenced the move to the Marlborough House site, adjoining the Kingstainton Cricket Field Road junction. This installation used preformed concrete sections to construct its shelters, and the office's staff room, the latter being later replaced by a brick-built bus cleaning and maintenance bay. However, this location had a reasonably short life, as by late 1959, construction started on a newer bus station adjoining Marsh Road. In January 1960, the first bus left Newton's proper undercover bus station, which operated until 1989. The pickup points were moved to Sherborne Road in 1991, where they remain.